This recording, Wisconsin 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself into the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be an expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I grew up in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and I spent a lot of my time outside playing ball. In high school, I played basketball and volleyball and kept myself very busy that way. I hung out a lot with my sister. I lived in a small ranch-style home about 3 blocks from the school where I went. We had a dog named Tanner. He was an English Cocker Spaniel. At night, well, I would say we went bowling. We went to Wisconsin State University and went roller skating a lot. We played Kick the Can. Kick the Can is a game that you play at night with a group of kids, and you set a can out on your front porch, and someone has to maintain that. It's kind of like the ghoul. And then all the kids hide, and you have to try to secretly get in behind the person who's it, and you have to kick the can off the porch. Tag was tag, pretty much the same thing. Played football in the street a lot, playing basketball. There's a big playground there now, so we've taken the kids there and shown them where I went to school. Looks pretty much the same. Some modernization of the school, but otherwise it's very similar to the way it was. I would have to stay with pizza, even though it's not really known for pizza. That's my favorite thing to eat in town is pizza or Mexican food. Those would be my two favorites. We're definitely more known for German food, brats and Polish sausage and such, but that's not really my thing. Probably very similar to how it is here in Michigan. Winters are cold, snowy. Falls are full of color and nice springs, nice summers.